You're listening to a Best of 2015 show at Rosie on the House.
On any given Saturday, you can hear success stories from satisfied homeowners just like this. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to let you know that I finished a very large project in my home that I bought. It was a 14-year-old house, and it had all natural, knotty alderwood throughout, interior doors, nice. Cabinet doors, and drawers.
Nice.
That's an investment.
It was beautiful being natural, but it did date the house because it was so light. And I did get three bids. Two bids were from Rosie Approved Contractors.
Okay.
And I decided to go with Ray Hernandez at Ray of Light.
Oh, all right.
These guys were incredible. In fact, they actually called me back, made the first return call back to me on the weekend when they were out of town, just to say, hey, we got the message, and we're going to hook up with you first of the week. But, Rosie, let me tell you, we went from the natural, knotty alderwood with all my interior doors, cabinets, and what have you. And after it was said and done and my wife walks into the kitchen, she starts crying because she's so happy with the way the project turned out. And the care these guys took, because I have travertine floors and baseboards, there wasn't a speck of anything when they were finished. Of course, all the cabinet doors, drawers, and 8-foot interior doors went to their shop in Tempe. But, you know, there was a lot of work they had to do in the house. And, of course, we weren't moved in or anything like that. But Ray wasn't the most expensive contractor for the bid. He wasn't the least expensive, but the thing was, is he was the best.
Well, Steve, thanks a million for taking the time and calling us and letting us know. It is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to watch a painter at work and a craftsman at work. But I tell you what, when you're watching those guys, it's watching artists at work.
It's just incredible. And his guys and one of his crew leaders, Adam, you know, who had to, you know, every step, it seemed like my wife was helicoptering over the poor guy. But he came through with flying colors. And, you know, he had different crew members on some of the different days with the different projects they had. And he barked out the orders. And these guys just got with it, and they finished the project a day early.
Awesome. Absolutely fantastic. And if you're wondering who Steve's talking about, he's talking about a painting contractor he found on the Rosie on the House referral network, Ray Hernandez of Ray of Light. A funny story about that. When they joined the network, I mentioned that Ray Hernandez is probably the only person on the Rosie on the House referral network, the only person on the Rosie on the House referral network that was born in Superior, Arizona. And a woman in Paradise Valley called him and said, I want you to paint my house, and we're just going to talk about Superior, Arizona the whole time you're here.
And not only do they do painting, but they do artistic wall decorations. Oh, if you're looking to marbleize something or do some faux coatings, mural type work, or if you're looking for cabinet refinishing, where they take your cabinets and they sand them down and they change color, just like Steve had. You know, so they're a painter, they're a refinisher,
faux finishing artist,
and they're
murals. You want a Sistine Chapel mural painted on your ceiling? They can do it. Look at their website. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com.
Here's a little small piece of fun, localized. When I went to meet with them, I said, where do you want to go? And I had already decided I was going to take them to Minder Binders because they had opened back up. Because they're right on Tempe, right on Mill.
Okay, all right.
Rule, Scott still turns to Rule, so they're not on Rule, they're on McClintock.
McClintock.
They're right off of McClintock. And I walked in and said, well, let's go to lunch. We're going to take it to this great place that just opened called Minder Binders. We haven't been there since they reopened. I said, that's where I was taking y'all. So they've been around local family for a long, long time.
Minder Binders, one of those. There was an article in the paper this week about restaurant icons that we've seen come and go, and boy, they were certainly one of them. See, it's good. It's great to see them come back. I haven't been in since they reopened.
You would not recognize the exterior, but inside you feel just like you're in the old
like
wine
back
binders.
In the 70s. Yeah. Huh? Okay.
That concludes our Best of 2015 show. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope to see you next year.
So in closing 2015, we'd like to say thank you for the opportunity to have Rosie on the House on air. We look forward to a great 2016 and hope we can continue to work to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful